On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Robert and Jewelers for being here for nearly 5 decades. That shows you that they're good at their jobs, at making people happy. But then, 40th anniversary, take 48% off any one item in the store. And yes, that does include engagement rings. Not limited, though, to engagement rings. They got all kinds of other anniversary specials. You can check them out yourself. But they also have, even though they're doing, they still got the same great financing, 24 months deferred interest, or take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. 48% off any one item in the store from now through October 25th. So time is limited. Now through October 25th, check out any of their locations. I go to the Diamond Showroom on South Perkins, right across from Laurelwood, or online at rijewelers.com. Chris Harrington, when we return, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Jamba Jamba, the lead track from a very good and very unlikely new comeback album from the Mahatela Queens, a South African vocal group that first started recording in the early 60s. Something I've been listening to a lot lately.
All right. Let's see. The Grizzlies play Charlotte tonight. We did get sort of an injury update, which is a jaw and Jaren both progressing, just still week to week. So whatever, who knows? I let's be honest. It was an update. It told us nothing. Do you sort of agree with that? To the extent there is an update, I guess I think they'll probably both play, but who the hell knows in the opener?
Yeah, I mean, nothing new. I don't know whether they're going to play opening night. It is very clear they have not been ruled out. Despite if you're getting your Grizzlies news or commentary from outside of Memphis, you would think that they are not playing opening night. That has never been said by anyone. I think it's quite likely they do, but I don't know that for certain. What's clear to me is that whether they play opening night or not, even if they don't, they'll be back very soon thereafter.
Is that true that nationally there is?
Yeah, I keep encountering it everywhere. Every time I read or listen to anything, it's like stated as fact. Like there was a thing in ESPN yesterday that like just said flat out, "Is John Morant out for the opener?" I'm like, no. John Morant himself is pushed back at that. No, it's all over the place. I've seen and read that everywhere about both of those guys, and it's just not the case.
So one thing you can imagine, I do suspect is true. So they play New Orleans that Wednesday. Then they play Friday. They play Miami, all of these at home. And then Saturday they play Indiana. It is highly unlikely, even if they play Wednesday, they're not going to play 3 and 4 days, don't you? Don't you imagine that they'll, you know, like it's hard to imagine Jaren's going to leap back in and play Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday.
I think that John Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. at the end of the season will not have played 82 games, and there's going to be hyper focus on like individual missed games, like because there's only one game and two games and three games at some point. There's going to be 30 games, and then if they play 28 of them, you won't care. right? And so, yeah, they might miss a game.
Well, I just mean they come back from, you know, whatever, it just seems unlikely that in that first cluster of three games, you're going to, even if they get in the opener, that's all I mean. Yes, they will miss games, but you would, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if they play, whether their games will be limited or their minutes will be limited, right? Do you imagine they would come back with minute restrictions?
Yeah, I think that's everybody in basketball pretty much coming off an injury. It's not just Simon right. Grizzlies thing.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't think, like, what's going to be the norm at some point for the team is a question. But I don't think they're going to, if you haven't played at all in the preseason,
right.
You're probably not going to play 35 minutes on opening night. I mean, go back and look any other year where that's been the case.
I think that's right. All right, Charlotte tonight. Let's see. I was looking at your, which I want to talk to you about more in a minute. You did over the weekend, I guess it dropped, your sort of look at the league generally. And you put teams in tiers. And they weren't really, it wasn't a ranking as much, it was baskets in which they fit, although loosely ranked, because they're at the bottom in the let's start the lottery now or something, you'd called it, Nets, Wizard, Jazz, and Hornets. Thoughts on the Hornets?
I wonder about the LaMelo Ball thing at this point. Like, I know he's still somewhat young, but they just haven't won anything with him, and he misses a lot of games. The difference between him and Ja Morant is that the Grizzlies win when Ja Morant plays for the most part, and that's
right.
not really the case with LaMelo Ball. And I just wonder if it has reached the point where they should, like, move on from him. I do like Brandon Miller a lot. I think Brandon Miller can be probably not the best player on a meaningful team, but, like, certainly a core, like, top three player on a meaningful team. Like, I believe in that. But I just don't know what they're building around that. They just added a whole bunch of rookies, including at least a couple first-round picks, I think, including one in the lottery and Con Knipple. So we'll see what that looks like midseason. But it feels like a rebuild that needs to shift into a different rebuild. You know, it doesn't feel like something that's materializing into anything around LaMelo Ball.
No, the of those teams that you have in the you know, let's start the lottery today, at least the Wizards – and the Hornets seem to be, like, anytime anyone expresses dissatisfaction with what the Grizzlies have accomplished over their time here in Memphis, it's like, there, but for the grace of God, go I. Like, that is what is possible in the NBA, to wander like the Wizards have wandered and like the Hornets have wandered, with really very little hope now, right? I mean, for both.
I saw a chart on social media the other day that was like the last time every team won 50 plus games, you know?
Yep.
And at the bottom of the chart was the Wizards, and it was like 40 years ago or something.
Oh my God.
You know, or it was maybe 30 years ago. It was something like that. It was like decades. And so, yeah, there was a lot of time in there where they're just mediocre for a long time. But to your point, rebuilds take multiple years, but the awful truth is sometimes rebuilds don't take. And the failed rebuilds lead into new rebuilds. And you're like, you're just bad for 8, 9, 10 years. That has never happened with the Grizzlies, not in Memphis. It happened from the jump when they were in Vancouver. But there has never been a failed rebuild that leads to a second, you know, there's never been like a 7-year drought or whatever in Memphis. And that could happen. It probably will. If the Grizzlies are in Memphis another 50 years, there's going to be a period in there where they're bad for like 8 years in a row.
Right.
That happens.
Jazz and Nets feel like they're a slightly different category. They've had good air. I don't know where they would have appeared on their chart. Nets more for mismanagement, but Jazz have had some moments. I did see that Brandon Miller in that GM survey, the NBA.com GM survey, the predicted breakout player of the year was Amen Thompson, but Brandon Miller was 2. Does that seem reasonable?
Yeah, I think he's one of the more likely. In terms of a guy, the problem is that I think the Hornets are going to be bad. And you're typically not going to win a Most Improved Player award on a team that wins 23 games. But I think if you're looking for a player that could take a leap into like a guy who's averaging 24 points a game and like putting up all-star numbers, whether or not they make the all-star team, I think he's higher on the list of guys who could make that leap in terms of the kind of numbers they're putting up.
In terms of that piece that you wrote more generally, looking at the NBA, and you may have talked about this while I was gone, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. You have Oklahoma City in their own category of this is unfair. What did you, by the way, I don't know if you saw or at least heard of Kevin Pelton's ran the simulation of the entire league.
Simulation was interesting. Like, from a Grizzlies perspective, do you take that or not?
100%. 51
no,
wins?
I think you don't take it, because here's the thing. Yeah, you get 51 wins, which is more than anyone expects. You still lose in a first-round playoff series, and you get the 13th pick in the draft. The Suns pick comes up 13th.
Oh, okay. I meant from the Grizzlies' perspective for what the Grizzlies did. If I take it as a whole, including the Suns,
That's part of the Grizzlies' perspective.
Yeah, no, well, okay. If you're looking at the entire simulation, that's interesting. Because now you're not in the lottery yourself, and the Suns are 13th.
Well, like, if they were advancing in the playoffs, I'd probably take it. But if you're telling me 51 wins and a first-round exit, and you get the 13th pick, I'll take my chances.
Here's the thing, though. To get to 51 wins, you're going to have a lot of good things happen, even though you don't advance in the playoffs. You're going to need Ja to stay healthy and Jaren to stay healthy, or most of these things. You're going to need Cedric Coward to contribute. You're going to need Zach Edey to come back and be good and healthy. And all these things that are critical to, considering what the floor, the bottom could be, which is another wrecked season from Ja, or like And this is something you and I have sort of talked about fleetingly, at a time when, you know, we don't know that the franchise is going to be here another 25 years. To lock in a competitive, interesting season of 51 wins, even though you pick 13th, I'd probably take it.
Well, you're leaving out a key data point that could win you the argument and sway me to your side.
Okay, what is it?
Which is that the simulation also has the Lakers having a losing record.
I see. Right. Yes, it does. And the simulation also is what, by the way, did you study, like, what went into the simulation and how credibly do you take it? It had Oklahoma City finishing behind the Warriors in the West.
Yeah, I didn't. I glanced at it. I did not study it. I don't have.
Yeah.
I don't take it seriously.
Yeah,
I don't take it any more seriously than any other prognostication that's based on, like, smart people just, like, thinking about it rather than this. Putting inputs into a computer to get an output.
Yeah. It seemed particularly far-fetched to me. So there you go. Okay, so This Is Unfair was Oklahoma City. But then you had, interesting, the next level was, is there another level? The next tier was, is there another level? And there you had the T-Wolves, the Cavs, and the Knicks, all of which have been very successful, but is there another step they can take? And all different reasons for all of them to think maybe not. If you had to pick one of those teams, yes, there is another level. Is it the Cavs?
Well, I think you got to look east, because the two teams in the east are not blocked by the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Okay.
And I do think those are probably the two best teams in the east. I do not have, when you scroll down the bottom, I do not have Minnesota third in the west. So to your explanation that you were given earlier, it's part of ranking in order, but it's a little mixed up because I'm looking for some thematic groupings, right?
Yep.
So I don't have Minnesota projected second in the West. I had them projected to be very good. But I think those teams are in a similar place and made it interesting to consider them together. I think there's someone's got to get to the NBA Finals in the Eastern Conference. It's going to be hard to get past the Thunder, but someone's going to be there to play them when they get there. And the teams that are best set up, the my turn teams, are the Knicks and the Cavs. And so it could be that someone jumps those teams. I think that's very possible. But those are the teams most likely to get out of the East. If you get out of the East NBA Finals, even if you lose, that is a big step forward for a franchise.
Okay. If you, who more likely, Cavs or Knicks?
Well, I mean, spoiler alert, I picked the Knicks in my finals pick. Thunder over Knicks was my finals pick. And I don't feel great about it. I don't feel great about anyone else in the East. I think the Knicks, I believe in the value of perimeter defense in playoff basketball, and the Thunder have the most of that if anyone. Before the Thunder, the Celtics had the most of that. Those are the last two teams to win NBA titles, by the way. I think the Knicks, even though Jalen Brunson is a weak link on defense, when you have Josh Hart, Mikal Bridges, and OG Anunoby, that's three bigger, longer, rangier defensive players, and I think that's a real problem for Cleveland, who's a little bit smaller and less physical on the perimeter.
You have, if people can read it, interesting piece over at the Daily Memphian.
Let me interject. You can also listen to it. We're doing this thing on the Daily Memphian now where you can listen to stories. And it's an automated voice, and I don't generally like automated voices, but I actually tried this uh-huh. week. I listened to a couple of my things to see what it would sound like. It was better than I thought. So if you want to, like, listen to the story while you're driving, or I think any other story on the Daily Memphian site, you can bring it up on your phone and press the play button and, like, turn it into a podcast.
What's the voice?
It's a woman's voice. It's uh-huh. a much more dulcet tone than my own. but it is an automated voice. It does not, I have a problem with computer voices. Like, I don't like my phone talking to me, like the Siri yeah. voice or yeah. the, you know, the Google Maps voice or whatever. I turn all that stuff off. But I found this one actually not so annoying. I thought it was pretty good for what it is.
All right. So then you can listen to the piece over at the Daily Memphian. And thank you for that. A couple glancing comments that you made, though. One is, you said that you think that in the old category, which is the Clippers, the Nuggets, and the Warriors, three teams built on older players, you said you think the Nuggets are somewhat overrated in the regular season. Why?
I don't. Their defense last year was, I can't remember where it was ranked, but I think it was like around 20th. I don't think they've improved their defense with these additions that they made. I don't think Jonas Valanciunas makes you better on defense. Right. I don't think Tim Hardaway Jr. makes you better on defense. So I don't think what they did improved their defense much, and I think over 82 games, you know, this has been a team that's generally been a better playoff team than a regular season team over the last few years anyway. That certainly last season that was the case. I think that'll be the case again. I think when you get to a playoff, you run everything to Jokic and he's playing 40 minutes. That's a different story. I do think the depth is helpful, but I think they're going to be a bottom half defense still, and that's half the game. And so I don't think they're going to have some 58-59 win season. I think they're going to have like a 50-51 win season.
You have the Grizzlies in a tier with the Spurs praying to the gods. Do you put Wemby? Aren't we assuming Wemby's? I mean, obviously with the Grizzlies, it's health and John, Jaren and Edie and all of that. Don't you kind of assume Wemby's okay? Is that not the going?
Yeah, he is, but he's also 7'6". And, like, those dudes, like, have a – the history of the NBA is dudes that big miss games.
Right.
That just – period. That, right. You know, no matter who you look at. And so there's that. And so and we haven't had – the Spurs are a team I'm increasingly thinking maybe I'm just wrong about because I'm a little lower on them. And maybe Wemby is just, like, a monster. Maybe he's Godzilla rising out of the ocean and the Western Conference is Tokyo and, like, he will turn it all to ashes. That might happen. But I don't think the team to me doesn't seem ready yet. But maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe he's going to be – there's a history in the NBA also. There's a history of big dudes missing games. There's also a history of big dudes early in their careers just dominating the world. Like, Bill Walton missed a lot of games, but he still dominated the whole NBA. He got a title before it happened, right?
Right.
Like, Duncan won a title in, like, year two, and, like, Kareem and Shaq. Like, there's all these dudes, like, were in the NBA Finals, and they were, like, 22, 23 years old. And he is the next one of those kind of guys. So maybe it doesn't matter.
You lump Portland and Dallas together in a scoring overrated tier, and in it you say, I'm down on Dallas. Why are you down on Dallas?
It's the year of our Lord 2026, and there's going to start a D'Angelo Russell, Klay Thompson backcourt. Like they're going to run their offense through an 18-year-old. And Cooper Flagg might be awesome, but even if he is even the best version of what everyone envisions of Cooper Flagg, is not. It's the totality of his game. Like, people compare him to Kevin Garnett or whatever. They don't compare him to LeBron. Like, and so I just think I don't like where are they generating offense and how are they running offense. And I also don't really believe in Anthony Davis having a world-conquering season at age 33 or whatever, coming into the year out of shape. And he also misses 20 to 30 games a year on average.
All right, and then finally on this, again, you can listen to the piece over the Daily Memphian. In Lessons of Mismanagement, you have the Pelicans and the Suns. Let's get back to the simulation. They had the Suns finishing 13th from the bottom, which would be unfortunate for those of us here in Memphis who will be rooting against the Suns. What are the prospects that they can be legitimately awful?
Oh, I think they definitely have a chance to be legitimately awful. They also don't have a point guard. They do have Devin Booker, but they had Devin Booker for 70-something games last season and Kevin Durant for 60-something games and our pal Tyus Jones for, like, 81 games. And, like, they still couldn't generate that good of an offense, and they were still a bad team. And so, you know, there are lots of bad teams, though. And so, like, if you tell me – honestly, because I'm down on the Mavs, I think there's a spot there in the play-in for somebody. Like, it's possible Phoenix Suns become that team, or New Orleans, or, you know, almost anybody but Utah could be that team. That team still will probably put you in the lottery, but could put you in the lottery at the back end of it, which is sort of, you know, not what you want as a Grizzlies fan.
Check out the rest of it over at the Daily Memphian. And you do have your piece on what's happening in film in Memphis up as well. I was reading a review, I think, in the New York Times about this After the Hunt film, and the notion was that it's particularly ill-timed. Like, it's about cancel culture, whereas we've moved on to the reaction to cancel culture. So it's
I almost wrote something like that, and I decided it wasn't worth the bother. But it feels like, it almost feels quaint. Like,
yeah.
we got what's happening in the streets right now, and, like, you know, some like, you know, academic scandal just seems like, you know, so 2 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
So there is that aspect of it, but I haven't seen it yet. I think that director's quite good. I think the cast is good. And so I'm trying not to prejudge it, even though some of the early notices have been pretty sketchy about it. That is true.
Cast is who?
Julia Roberts, Andrew Garfield, and the cultural hero, Ayo Edebiri.
All right.
Who was very funny and Letterboxd.
What's Black Phone 2?
It's a horror movie. It's a sequel, as the title might indicate, of a horror movie came out a couple years ago that was pretty well received, and also a pretty big hit. Stars Ethan Hawke. I didn't see the first one, so I'm not. I don't know. Maybe I'll end up seeing it, but it was pretty well regarded.
And then finally, again, you can read the rest of it at the Daily Memphian. I'll highlight Throwback Thursday at Studio on the Square is showing The Silence of the Lambs. What did you think of that film? And what was the Memphis connection? It escapes me.
Well, Hannibal Lecter, when he's in that big cell in the middle of the open room or whatever, is supposed to be in Memphis, and he escapes into the wilds of Memphis. And so it's too bad the National Guard wasn't there then, because maybe that could have avoided some problems. Hannibal Lecter escapes in Memphis. Now, I think those scenes were shot in Pittsburgh, but because the teenager or young woman who gets abducted is like the daughter of like a senator from Tennessee. And so that is sort of where that scene in the movie is set, that sequence is set.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not filmed in Memphis.
And what'd you think of The Silence of the Lambs?
Oh, Silence of the Lambs is great. I'm not on the only one who thinks this way. It's a vocal minority. I don't love the Hannibal Lecter. The Anthony Hopkins performance characterization is a little bit too much like, you know, sociopath. It's like super villain or whatever, superhero villain.
Right.
It's a little much for me, but I like everything else about that movie. The Jodie Foster performance, the direction, the procedural stuff, I think it's very well done. It's just extremely well made, watchable movie, as long as, you know, it's not too much for you.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian with a tip about another way to consume the Daily. Speaking of consume the Daily Memphian, you can listen to it as well as read it. So we got Sam Hardiman coming up next on The City. Before that, I will tell you, if you're looking for a new financial institution, if you're looking for a home loan, if you're looking for a car loan, if your kid wants to start to save in a little checking account or something, Leaders Credit Union would be the place to go. When I recommend it to you, you can know I'm being sincere, because I recommended the same place to my wife and her kids, Leaders Credit Union. We found it to be, the technology is easy. Even I can use it. The service has been absolutely great. People pick up the phone. They talk to you. You can walk into the Bartlett location or the brand new Arlington location. But all I really have to do is download the app. You will see what I mean. It's leaderscu.com/ESPN. Sam Hardiman on the other side. Jeff Calkins, Show 92.9 FM ESPN.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Joined now by Sam Hardiman from the Daily Memphian. So, Sam, a couple things. One is congratulations on your first place New England Patriots in the AFC East.
Well, thank you, Jeff. It is, you know, via tiebreaker, and we are exactly one-third of the way through the football season, so let's not raise the banner yet.
Vrabel returns to Nashville. Are you going?
I've been tempted by it. I have looked at tickets, but the golf fiend in me also desires golf on Sunday, and the two cannot coexist.
I bet it's pretty affordable. I bet you can get a ticket for a Titans game reasonably cheap these days, no?
Let me pull it back up, because I think it wasn't bad earlier. Let me pull it back up. Well, stand by as Sam goes to Vivid Seats.
I'll look.
Jeffrey's also – where would you go? Sam's going to Vivid Seats. Where would you instinctively go, Jeffrey?
I usually just go to SeatGeek, but it's – I mean, it's all the same.
Are the prices the same? StubHub, SeatGeek, Vivid Seats, are they basically all going to be the same?
Yeah, upper level, $45 with fees right now.
I can get you into the upper level section 339. Hopefully the wind's not blowing, for $32 with fees.
Oh, wow. Included. I mean, that's pretty good. I don't know that.
To see the next superstar quarterback, Drake May. You know, that must be tempting. And it's while you're going to be in first for another week, because you're going to beat the Titans. And at least another week, and the Bills have a bye. So no matter what happens, you're going to still be in. Like, this is pretty heady time for Pats fans. All right. Secondly, we just had Chris Harrington on. I didn't know this. He said that you can not only read the Daily Memphian, you can now listen to the Daily Memphian. I could listen to a Sam Hardiman piece being read to me by, he said, dulcet tones. A female voice. Have you tried this feature? I didn't know we had it.
I've known about this feature for a while. I have never. I don't listen to articles. I don't know. I don't want anyone reading to me. Actually, like, that's one of the things I hate.
Really?
Like, people like try to read stuff to me, and I get like upset. So no, I don't. I don't want that feature. I guess other people like it.
How about your mother as a small child? I don't want to get. I don't want, like, Claire's a therapist. I'm not, but. Like, is there something about people reading to you that triggers you?
No, I don't think it has anything to do with my childhood, Freud. I really don't. I think it's more of just
patience. I'll read it myself. Damn it! Yes, yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, exactly. It's completely that. Yeah.
I've done it with the New York Times before when I'm on a long drive. I've had it, and I didn't know we had that feature. But anyway, for people who want to hear Sam Hardiman read to them, that is available. Before we get to public safety, the National Guard, all of that, I did, you know, forever, the longest time, every week we would talk about XAI. It was like standard. It was part of the menu when Sam Hardiman was going to be on the radio show. It feels like a long time since we have, but we did have news, the groundbreaking on the water. What's the news on our water recycling plant?
Yeah, no, we did have news, and yeah, it does. This is quite the switch up. It's like back to the summer of and spring of 2025, finally. So last week, XAI at a what was really just a piece of forest, really scrubby woodland a couple months ago, XAI had the ceremonial groundbreaking for the Colossus wastewater recycling plant. And for people who aren't, you know, schooled on this, what that is it's going to take wastewater from the T. Maxon water recycling plant. That's the city of Memphis' wastewater treatment plant. Depending on where you live in the city, you either send your wastewater there or to the Stiles plant in the north part of the city. I personally send my stuff to Maxon. That everyone needed to know that.
That's hilarious that you know where the water goes.
I mean, it's my job. It is my job.
That's great.
So it's going to take that treated wastewater, okay? And what it will then do is then recycle it more. It'll push it through these things called ceramic membranes, and it will purify it even further, and that will allow it to be used for industrial cooling. So it will cool the Colossus supercomputer, which is 100 yards away from where the ceremonial groundbreaking occurred, and it will also go about 300 yards under the ground to the TVA Allen Combined Cycle Plant, the big natural gas plant that gives us being Memphis Light Gas and Water and the area, a lot of our electricity. It will then cool that plant, because right now TVA uses millions of gallons of fresh water every single day. That's Memphis Sand Aquifer water, okay, the stuff that the beer is named after. It uses that every day, and instead TVA is going to stop using that and is going to use this recycled wastewater. And so they've already broken ground on the project, actually. Like, this scrubby woodland that once existed, that was once city of owned land, is now a clearing. Like, they're going to work, but they actually had to move in the dirt, like the little pile of dirt for the, I mean, they probably had too many people ceremonial shovel. I mean, there was like 8 or 9 rounds of like pictures of ceremonial shoveling. It was a lot.
Right.
It was a lot.
So when is this going to be up and running?
But that's what happened last Friday.
When is it going to be up and running?
It will be up and running by the end of next year. And so I want to come kind of turn back the clock a bit, because we've talked about XAI, I think, for the better part of 2 years on the program. And for a while, the company was giving, and people close to the company were giving, very optimistic, hey, this is going to be up and running by the end of 2024. We could have this up and running by the end of 2025. And it's really going to be the end of 2026. And so even the company, Elon Musk companies, which are well known for speed, like rapid, rapid speed, they still have to go through TDEC permitting processes, lengthy public comment periods when you're doing stuff like this. And thus it will be towards the end, third or fourth quarter of 2026, this thing will actually be up and running.
And on the topic of this, is the fight continue over the air quality, stuff with the XAI,
I would say there are two things here. I think the fight over air quality is certainly continuing, right? There are certainly groups that are not happy about XAI's impact on air quality. There's still the pending appeal, as far as I know. I'm waiting to see if there's going to be a meeting on it. Pending appeal before the Air Pollution Control Board over XAI's existing air emissions permit for Colossus One, which is the data center we're talking about right next to this water recycling facility. It's down Pigeon Industrial Park, 3231 Baller-Albury Road. There's still that. And then there is the existing just impact that XAI has on air quality, which is a real thing. And we are, you know, still following. You'll still see some reporting soon at the Daily Memphian about what exactly and how big of air emissions we're going to see at in South Haven, Mississippi, from what the central private power plant that XAI is building to power Colossus 2, which is the data center they're building right on the Tennessee-Mississippi border in Whitehead.
All right. Back to the other topic. Yesterday, Governor Lee was in town. What were the circumstances? What do you have to say?
He was in town. He had a meeting with the with Mayor Paul Young in the morning, and then they came relatively still early in the morning to the forward operating base, which is out by Shelby Farms, for the Memphis Safe Task Force. And they met with us. They talked with the media, and they touted the statistics, more than 850 arrests, 45 children, according to TBI Director Roush, have been recovered, most of them runaways. Many illegal guns taken off the street. And that was interesting, respectfully to both the chief executive of the city and the state. It probably wasn't the most interesting thing that happened at the news conference.
When you say it was interesting to the respective, what was buried in that comment? What was the...
So the real interesting, you know, comments that were made to reporters during that, and again, I'm not belittling either the mayor or the governor here. They were kind of saying the boilerplate stats, giving us a timeline that really is kind of an amorphous timeline of what is going to happen with the Memphis State Task Force. Gideasis Seralta, who is the director of the U.S. Marshals for the entire country, was in the room, and he was sitting next to Lucas Fenton, a great reporter for Commercial Appeal, Catherine Burgess, equally great reporter for MLK 50. We're all sitting in a row, and Seralta is sitting at the end of that row. And so at the end, as we print reporters do, we buttonholed the director of the U.S. Marshals and Tyrese Miller, who's the marshal for the Western District of Tennessee, and asked them a bunch of questions about the task force. And they had really interesting answers and really gave us, and we appreciate it, a lot of time on the record answering questions about the task force, giving us an idea of how many people are here, what they're doing, what their focus is, how the National Guard fits into that. And so that was much more detail than we were getting from other people.
Okay. And what did he say that was particularly revealing?
Yeah. I mean, what was particularly revealing is there are now about 1500 on a daily basis members of the Memphis Safe Task Force. He talked a lot about how, and I asked the question and I called it cohabitating, which is probably not the right word, but how MPD and the federal law enforcement were working together. And what Seralta said, and he was pretty clear about this, is, you know, you see a traffic stop, they're going to maybe be, you know, 10, 12 agencies there. That maybe MPD or the Tennessee Highway Patrol is making the traffic stop, but there's going to be FBI around, there's going to be DEA around, there's going to be ATF around. So there's this real intermingling right now of both federal and state and local resources that's happening. That's super interesting. He also said that the task force, and we reported this and we discussed this last week on this program, the focus of this right now, of the Memphis Safe Task Force, at least it appears from what we can see from what he says and what we at the Daily Memphian and others continue to see in jail log data and arrest affidavit, you know, anecdotal evidence of, is warrants. They are serving warrants on people who don't want to be found, as he said it. And essentially, he said, the U.S. Marshals, that's what we're doing all the time. But now we're, as he said, plussed up. We are plussed up because we have so many people able to go serve warrants and arrest people with us.
One of the interesting things to me is I went to the afternoon press conference that Mayor Harris had, where there were two representatives of the immigrant community, and there the specific complaint is about traffic stops, pretextual traffic stops. And that this is but the focus. It's not violent criminals at all. It's protectable, and it's terrorizing the, this is the way that it was essentially phrased, terrorizing the immigrant community, et cetera. And I'm reading your piece, and it's they're sort of proudly proclaiming, yes, the emphasis is traffic stops, and that's where we start, and that is what we're doing. And here's a quote from Seralta. Well, it's very easy to say, well, it's a tag. Who cares? The issue is that when folks stop swapping out tags, those are the same individuals who are more than likely ending up at hit and run, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Everyone seems to be conceding that the emphasis here is traffic stops. There's just a different philosophy of whether that is productive or pernicious.
Right. I think that's a great way of putting it, Jeff, in the sense of, yeah, that's right. It is probably both terrifying to certain aspects of this community, certain people in this community, absolutely. And at the same time, there is a belief among law enforcement that it is one of the big first steps to making Memphis a safer city. And I would ask this to this listener, I'm not going to pose the question, but what have they, well, I'm not going to answer the question myself, but what have they felt on the roadways recently? That's a really interesting question for me.
Yeah.
Right? Because anecdotally to me, I've seen a calmer Memphis streets than I've ever really seen it, at least in the past 4 or 5 years. I haven't seen the person weaving in and out of traffic with drive-out tags that I usually see. Is that just because I'm, you know, getting lucky? I don't know.
Yeah, and no, so, I think it's been a change. I'll just answer the question for me. I do think I've noticed a change. But I have more questions for you, but I don't have more time, Sam. So I got to go. Thank you very much. You can read Sam's stuff over at the Daily Memphian. Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Jeff.
Sam Hardiman. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins, Show 92.9 FM ESPN.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. And prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Want to talk to you about ProHealth. Now, you can do a lot of things at ProHealth. You can walk in for just you're feeling poorly, a sick visit, vitamin B12 shots, allergy shots, a testosterone replacement, all of that. But they also can help you with your weight loss. If you've wanted to lose weight and you struggle to lose weight and you're not going to start starving yourself or running marathons, ProHealth weight loss shot, it's called Semiglutide, can help curb your appetite, shed the extra pounds, and actually give you the energy while you are doing it. Also, accountability built in. They don't just give you a shot, send you on your way. They check in, they track your progress. It is ProHealth. Again, you go there for a sick visit. But if you're trying to get your weight under control, we got you don't have to wait till January 1st. Get a run and start on it. ProHealth is open in Germantown, Collierville, Bartlett, Arlington, and two locations in East Memphis. ProHealthMemphis.com. Jeffrey, what is coming up next on 92.9?
Jeff, here's what's coming next on Jason and John. Coach Hurd will be with them. He'll also be with me today on Jeffrey Wright and Company, as Jason Munns will join us at 2:40. David Cobb will be at the game at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow for now. Work is done.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.